Hello and welcome to ICES Polyethylene Polypropylene Podcast for Wednesday, 18th February. I'm Tahir Ikram here with Mohammed Fadi in our Singapore office, talking about the Middle East and South Asia market. The PE and PP markets followed an upward trend in recent months. Why is that so, Fadi?
Hi, Tahir. You're absolutely right. There has been upward pressure in both markets in recent months. That has largely got to do with festive-related demand. This year, Christmas and New Year came back-to-back, so true. End users in China and Southeast Asia purchased huge volumes in anticipation of these festivals. I would say downstream demand in particular was described to be very firm in the last couple of weeks, few months.
Right.
And tight supply in the Middle East also added to that upward push on prices.
When you refer to tight supply, could you just explain that a little more?
Okay, let's take the example of HDPE blow molding, for example. Supply in the Middle East was tight because Equate, which is a major producer, offered very minimal material for February delivery. This is partly because an outage hit its petrochemical complex in Kuwait in late January.
Oh, that's right.
And additionally, we see PP supply was also tight after the Olefins Conversion Unit, or also known as the OCU, supplying propylene to Borouge was shut down. According to Borouge, the OCU can produce up to 752,000 tons of propylene per year.
Oh, all right. So do you think the supply tightness will continue?
A bit of yes and no. Equate and Borouge are back up and running, so that should ease supply slightly. LDP supply in the Middle East, however, will continue to be a bit tight amid the planned shutdown of Capco's two lines. Capco plans to shut down its 200,000 per ton per year LDP lines for maintenance from end February.
Oh, that's right. So, the big question is, where do you see the market going?
That's a tough question, Tahir. The market outlook remains uncertain for now. From what I speak to in the marketplace, they tell me that supply should ease in the coming month. But the issue is that there's no real demand drivers. Market players expect a downward correction of prices after what we talked about, the recent price hikes.
Right.
But still, a lot remains to be seen at this point. One good indicator would be feedstock prices. They will continue to play an important role in determining the prices of PP and PE. So for now, let's see. I suggest you ask me that question again during our next podcast.
You bet on that. I will do so. Thank you so very much, Fadi, for your feedback. And for our listeners, don't forget you can catch more news about polyethylene and polypropylene and a whole range of other chemical markets by visiting www.ices.com. Thanks very much for listening.